Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
Oh yeah, it's WTIC. It's Friday. Messy day. It was, and some more mess coming tomorrow, but tomorrow's going to be a nice day largely. That's good. We've got order upcoming. We're going to talk about chocolate. Every possible incarnation of not just the chocolate, but also the conversation. Any aspect of chocolate, whatever is done with it that provides you with joy, dark chocolate, well, not white chocolate because that's not chocolate, but milk chocolate. And anything, there's just so much to talk about. I've been making lists and I'll be looking for you to help out with some good ideas about chocolate. Anyway, Adam, hello there. All right, let's try Bruce, South Windsor. Hi, Bruce.
Hey, Todd. No, I heard you mention you didn't know who Lady Gaga was, but because she's new, a newer artist. But if you know Tony Bennett, you should know Lady Gaga. She's done a beautiful job with this whole duet series, and she has that whole look from the 20s, 30s, 40s. Sound has that sound. She's beautiful.
I like how she can just jump into whatever era she wants to be in. Thank you for that, Bruce. Yeah, Mark in the his last traffic intro provided us with a little Tony Bennett, Lady Gaga thing, and it was quite nice. And I even could tell who it was, which was shock to me, if nobody else. Let's go to Mark right now and get the latest on the ride home from the BPS traffic, the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. That's how you say it.
Order up.
Yeah, it works for them, I guess, is the point. You want to play that little intro, Anthony's little intro there? He might get depressed if you don't. You have that? Never mind, I'm just... All right, it is order up. It is order up time. And we're, as I told you, we're going to do chocolate. Let's just get Adam on here to do his thing, and then we can move on. Hey, Adam.
Todd, Taylor Swift, she sang Shaking Off in Style. Those are two big hits by her.
And how have those changed the planet?
With style, she's making everybody go in style now. Anyway, you have an excellent weekend, Todd.
Thank you, Adam. You too.
See you around.
Can you pull up one of those, Joey, and play? I'd love to hear like 10 seconds of Taylor Swift and see if I want to hear 12 or 15. Anyway, it's chocolate today. Talking chocolate. And this might be a mistake. I don't know. On order up, we're talking chocolate. But I love it so much, and it was suggested, so we're doing it. Well, I'm obsessed with chocolate, and I think there's probably more people obsessed with chocolate than any other food group. I believe that there are probably more chocolate lovers than any other dessert option or sweet option. Is this her? I see I'm too late. Got nothing in my brain. Oh, this is like teeny bopper stuff, huh? That's what people say. But not always. That's what people say. mean, you might as well listen to the Archies or something. There's nothing going on there. I want to hear Substance from her. Was that her early stuff? Is that what made her big? How about what Adam just said? Did you hear him, what he said, the song? Oh, it was? That was terrible. All right, thumbs down on Taylor Swift for that song. Let's see if Joey pulls up something better for the second one. This isn't order up. This is just a little variation on a theme here. Just being spontaneous because we were talking about singers. She's a country singer here. Yeah. I can live without her. I can. Just a faker, another faker, making it sound like everybody else's music. Where are the originals? I want originals. Doesn't matter if I were doing talk radio for music. Be the same thing as what I say about Jolly Ned. Like, be sincere, be real, create something that helps people and impacts their lives in a positive way. Don't just imitate what everybody else says. Same thing for music. Like, write a song that impacts us, that touches our hearts. Not just the same old claptrap imitating what was successful last year. Come on, Taylor. That's not so Swift. Meanwhile, we have this Britney Spears cutout in the studio. I've never known why, but it's very distracting having her thighs out like that. What is this?
There's so much. It's become our own meme. Like, it's such an inside joke. It's an inside meme, if there's ever such a thing. We've created it here on the morning show.
It's so funny because it's full size.
It is.
So I keep, you know, every time you turn your head, you know when there's something that looks human in the room and it catches your eye because we're such primitive creatures. And I'm always going, oh, who's in here? Oh, it's Britney Spears with her thighs.
Yeah, free Britney. We freed her. We brought her here.
Well, except she hasn't quite gotten out of this little leather skirt that she's wearing as hard as she's trying.
See, I don't know if any of the grandkids did this back in the day. I remember doing it in school. Flat Stanley. You made a person out of a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. You folded it up and you brought it with you. And you wrote about the adventures of Flat Stanley. Oh. I'm trying to do that with Flat Britney.
Yeah, what a great idea.
We can bring her to events and have people take pictures with her.
Wonderful idea.
You know.
But I wonder what she did to get such muscular legs. Have you ever... Probably
all the dancing. I mean, if you watch any of her music videos, there's a lot of dancing.
She's got legs like a soccer player.
Yes.
Maybe they're touched up, though. We never know with these people.
Yeah, especially in cardboard, you can do a lot.
All right, sorry about the mic noise, but...
Here, but I have this for you.
Okay, good.
It's Friday, so it's time for... Order up! On the Todd Feinberg Show.
Oh, that's disappointing. I thought it was going to be the excellent Taylor Swift song, but that's all right. I'll have to be satisfied with that.
It's not everyone's cup of tea, but, you know, it's good music if you just want to just zone out.
Okay.
In my mind.
All right. I don't want to zone out in your mind. There's not enough space in there. You've filled it all up.
It's like a giant cavernous void. Who are we kidding?
All right. So chocolate. What do you think about chocolate?
You really want it all? I don't know if you got enough time left.
You don't like
show.
Chocolate?
Oh, I love it. Oh. I mean, I can go on and on about it. Like the girl at Lindt Chocolate up in Lake George found out about a month ago when we went up because there's a Lindt Chocolate outlet store. And she walked over to me. She's like, do you need help? I'm like, no. I like dark chocolate. The darker, the better.
Yeah.
So the only place you can find it, they actually sell 100% dark chocolate. So there's no sugar. There's no cocoa fats. It's just pure cocoa.
So what's the pleasure in eating that?
I like the bitterness. But you can't see if, like, you eat let's take a Hershey's bar. You just eat a Hershey's bar and it's gone.
Right. There was no experience to go with it.
No,
really.
I eat a darker chocolate, you have to savor it because it is so bitter. And in like a nice glass of bourbon or whiskey or a nice dark, nice dry red wine.
You can see that working nicely.
With a dark piece of chocolate, I'm good. That's it right there.
But is there cream in it? Is there something that...
The darker you get, and that's the darker you get, the healthier it is.
True.
Because you don't have that cream. You don't have that sugar.
But the thing is, there is something about eating like cocoa is a very light powder.
Yes.
And if you're just eating chocolate made from cocoa with no cream and no sugar, aren't you just getting that powder sensation in your mouth?
Yeah, it is. It's dry, like a dry red. Like some people like dry wines, some people like a fruity wines. It does have that dry taste, but I enjoy that. It's not not for everyone. I give you know.
No, it's a great thing that you do. You know, it's like coffee.
Mm-hmm.
That sugar ruins coffee to me, and I like milk in it, and that doesn't ruin it for some reason. But I want to taste coffee when I drink coffee. I don't want to taste sugar.
Yep.
And I can see feeling that way about cocoa, but that's a cultivated taste.
Yes.
You have to
learn.
It's
not for everyone.
Did you learn this, Joe?
I've always like gone towards the darker chocolate, and then it was, okay, can we find darker? You know, can we get darker? And then it's, oh, wow, there's actually 100%. And Lindt actually makes a chocolate bar that actually uses the entire cocoa pod. It's like a limited edition run they were doing.
Really?
Yeah. So it's like 80% because it has all the cocoa, but it also has all the fats and everything like that from the cocoa pod.
Fascinating. I didn't know Lindt was that creative.
Yeah.
I like their stores. Let me just grab this call. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Laura in Wethersfield.
Hello, Laura in Wethersfield. How is the chocolate in Wethersfield?
Well, good chocolate is hard to find, but I'm with your producer. A nice dark chocolate.
That's Joey.
Nice dry red wine.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And have you been to the Lindt store and experienced their eclectic approach to super dark chocolate with no sugar in it?
Yes, but they don't have that around Wethersfield.
How many miles do you have to drive from Wethersfield to find yourself a good source of chocolate?
Well, sometimes I'm easy to please, Todd, but I can go to the Big Y and get some good chocolate.
But what would they have at the Big Y? I get frustrated at grocery stores because they all sell the same brands.
Well, Big Y has like a organic section that sell some fancy chocolates in that are, you know, $5 for a chocolate bar and or $3 chocolate bars. Years ago, I did a little study on chocolate. I even paid $8 for a chocolate bar that didn't taste very good at all.
Yeah, don't you hate when that happens?
Very much. So for me, I find that chocolate bars are all about the chocolate with the right balance of the cocoa butter. I don't like when I don't have the ones with the sugar in them.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing is that you can't put vanilla in chocolate bars because that's no longer a chocolate bar. So I don't need Hershey chocolate bars either. I try to buy the fancy ones.
No, like you're talking about real chocolate. Hershey's is not, you know, if it's made with chocolate syrup or those other things, corn syrup, then it's not chocolate anymore.
Right. How about this thing called white chocolate, which doesn't have any chocolate in it at all?
Funny you bring that up. That's not chocolate. They just robbed the word. They stole it outright. They have no right. People should be prosecuted for this and locked up for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, my favorite way to eat chocolate is in a chocolate mousse that I make at home. I use a whipping cream and a powdered chocolate and a little touch of vanilla, and I whip it up. Actually, one of my sons whips it up for me, but I don't put the confectionery sugar in it. And for me, it has the right balance of the chocolate and the fat in it without the extra sugary taste to it. Because white sugar just like really dulls the taste of a lot of things.
It does. People don't realize this. It's like salt. I mean, certain foods we are in the habit of salting, and you shouldn't. You should just taste the food. But you have to educate your palate because we're so used to getting a blast of something strong like sugar or salt.
I don't eat Hershey bars or Reese's or anything like that anyway.
I eat anything with sugar in it.
But
still, what I love is a really fine chocolate.
Yeah. You know, what they're putting in chocolate now to sweeten it is cocoa milk, coconut.
Coconut.
Milk or coconut sugar.
Yeah, that's the big thing to satisfy people who want to be eating alternative sweeteners and stuff. Is that it?
Yep, but I think if you get a good chocolate with the right balance, it's satisfying, and you don't need to devour like a whole package of cookies or, you know, package of Hershey bars. That's why good chocolate is worth the investment.
Yeah, but it's still good to eat a lot of it.
Yes, but I don't eat Hershey's. Don't tell me you eat that Hershey's stuff.
I appreciate Hershey's. Yes, it's not. It's a different thing. It's candy, but I, you know, sometimes I eat it and say, "Why am I eating this?" and I stop. And other times I enjoy
it.
Spit it out. I'll make a video for you. Thank you so much.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Talk to you soon.
But what I must say, have you ever been to Hershey, Pennsylvania?
I have not. No.
So we went a few years back for my birthday. And I don't know if it's cliche or if you're just in the atmosphere. The chocolate tastes different when you're in Hershey.
Oh, they probably make it much better
when you're there. It's fresher. There's something about it. It doesn't have that gritty chocolate feel when you get it there. I don't know what it is, if it's a different breed of chocolate they're supplying in-house, but it is better. I'm going to give Hershey's that credit.
Did you ever read the history of Hershey's?
Oh, yeah. I was in that museum like the family wanted to leave.
I've heard this story. Tell me if this is true, that his thing, the reason it tastes so unique is because he didn't know how to make chocolate when he came
started
to America
with
he screwed it up?
Yeah, he wanted to use a less quality chocolate to compete with like the European brands coming in. Mm-hmm. So he was trying to figure out how to use less quality but get a better product in the long run. So there's a lot more milling and a lot more tempering that goes on when they make the Hershey chocolate.
But
so it's an inferior product that comes up to higher standards.
Does the sour flavor, is that from that process?
Yep. So yeah, overworking it.
Okay. I knew there was something funky about it.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking chocolate today on Order Up. Anthony is off. That's Joey, who you recognize from the morning. Rick is next from Thomaston. Hi, Rick.
Hey, Todd. How you doing today?
Thanks for the call.
When you're talking about coffee and chocolate,
mm-hmm.
So my favorite is there's a little roaster down in New London, a little veteran-owned company that makes organic coffee, and he has something called the Vulcan Death Watch blend. And I make that up just the right way, and then put a teaspoon of organic cacao powder in it, which is the whole cacao in there. And then you can put cream in if you want, but it's the ultimate coffee dream.
And what's it called again? The Vulcan what?
Vulcan Death Watch.
And what's the name of the shop?
That's the name of that's the brew that he makes, but it's a little organic coffee company down in New London, a better known company. I don't know if you guys.
Yeah, but do you know the name of the store, or just
no? You go online, you can order it from them, or you go. Local markets down there. It's just small batch stuff. Really, really nice.
Okay,
but I love the name Vulcan Death Watch.
That's wonderful, and it's absolute bearing coffee.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay. Good. I found it. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Cool.
Nice to hear from you. There's so much to learn about, isn't there, in the world?
And in Connecticut, we have Munson's chocolates. There's great
chocolates. Munson's
chocolate.
Is very good.
Yeah,
isn't
Munson's
it?
Made right here in Connecticut.
What's the best thing Munson's makes, do you think?
I like, and it's funny because you talked about the salt. There is salt does, if you have some nice, coarse, flaky salt on a dark chocolate covered in caramel, like that dark chocolate, salty caramel, mm-hmm. they make those. I like their turtles. And I'm not a big nut type of guy in my desserts at any stretch of the imagination. Like, if I'm eating desserts, don't try to make it healthy. I know it's not healthy. Don't try to fool me. But I like their turtles.
Yeah, you don't mess. You don't mess around with dessert to try to make it healthy. It's not supposed to be healthy. It's a treat.
Mm-hmm.
The problem we have is that it was a treat that people used to have like once a year, and now we have it once each day part.
Yes.
So we could just cut back a little bit, I think, and that would make more sense.
You got to have the good chocolate. That's definitely key.
Oh, so the best chocolate ice cream, perhaps you've heard me talking about this, Arethusa.
Oh my gosh, up in Bantam?
Well, there's one in West Hartford.
There's the one in West Hartford. Have you ever been to the location up in Bantam?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah.
Well, I haven't toured it or anything.
Oh,
is that what you mean?
Yeah.
At the farm?
Well, there's the farm, but they actually have the dairy that's up there, too, so you can get their ice cream. And they should be starting it soon, the eggnog.
Oh, somebody called the rant line because I was talking about them and said they went into the store and saw the eggnog on the shelf in a glass container, and it was $12.
Yes.
But like, he was kind of in shock.
It is the thickest. I'm not a big eggnog fan, but it is the creamiest.
Oh, I'll bet.
It's
amazing. I said it's got to be the best you've ever tasted. All right, we've got to get a traffic update, and we're going to have Mark Christopher is going to be so distracted, the poor guy. in the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center.
Arethusa, the best chocolate chip ice cream I've ever had.
Get the chocolate chip. I went after lunch today and got one.
You know what I like? I like Friendly's chocolate.
Stop it.
Chocolate chip with almonds in it.
Stop.
I like
you
that.
You can't
That's
do
really
that
good.
In the same sentence,
Arethusa
though.
Arethusa with Arethusa. Friendly's?
Well, I know, but I do. But Arethusa is amazing.
It's the gold standard.
And the farm up there in Litchfield's pretty amazing too. Looking at the pictures on the wall, it looks pretty amazing.
Order up.
Is that Taylor?
No. Oh. It's Tom's Diner. It's Todd's Diner today.
I like that. I was going to say, okay, now I can relate to Taylor Swift. She did have a phase here where she wanted to be other than the little plastic Barbie doll singer.
She wears a lot of cardigans. That's her other thing, cardigans.
Well, I like that.
Yeah, so you can probably share outfits.
Yes, absolutely, although hers might be a little too big for me. 860-522-9842. We're talking chocolate for Order Up today. And that is, you know, any association you have with chocolate. We have been getting into very gourmet-ish kind of conversations, but it doesn't have to be that way. Doesn't have to be. Joan's calling from Manchester. Hi, Joan.
Hi. I went to a reception about 4 or 5 years ago, and they had, which it was a new way of me understanding the darker the chocolate. And what they did was they had bacon, two different types of bacon. One was your regular bacon, and they dipped it, and they said that it's, I don't know much about it, 80% dark chocolate, all I know is that it was 80%.
Okay, well, you know, that's how much, I guess, of actual chocolate there is in there as opposed to other things like milk and sugar stuff like that. So 80%, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that much because it depends on how much sugar they still. So it can be 80% chocolate and they still sweeten it a lot, or it could be 80% chocolate, not very sweet. But go ahead.
It wasn't that sweet. And it was the bacon dipped it. And then the other what they used was maple flavored bacon, and they dipped that in the same chocolate.
So what were your thoughts about this experience? It sounds great.
Because it was, the combination actually wasn't bad at all. I mean, I was surprised when they had it, you know, on display and everything. So I tried it and I said, wow. I mean, it was, when it hit your palate, you first taste the chocolate, and then as soon as you bite into it, then the bacon flavor takes over the chocolate. And it was like an explosion in your mouth of the two different flavors, you know, with each other. It was really good.
Joan, you should be a reviewer. That was spectacular.
Well, it just was very good. And last week, when you were doing candy bars, I don't know if it got passed on to you, but if you go to Nostalgia Candy Company online, you can get any of the old-fashioned candy bars that you can't find anymore.
No kidding. I'll check that out. Thank you, Joan. How about a little nostalgia? Let's check in with Mark Christopher and find out what he's got for, you know, is it traffic in the usual spots or some spot you haven't heard about in 20 or 30 years? Mark's in the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. Hey there.
You got that
Taylor? Oh, we're getting a little. It's her whole repertoire. We're going to get
a little Taylor montage there. Now
Thank you.
These songs, right, Todd? You listen to pop radio, don't
no,
you?
No, I'm not up to date. I did in the 60s.
Well, yeah. Let's see. Who was WHDH, right?
A little
Jess Kane?
Yep, Jess Kane was huge. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Order up!
That sets the mood nicely. We're talking chocolate today on Order Up, our food and restaurant show here on this show. We do an hour every week this time.
And I'll have to put it up on my Instagram.
Oh, yeah?
That shows you who I actually dress up as for Halloween. Willy Wonka.
You do?
Yeah. There was one year here I actually went. I printed out gold labels, the Wonka bar wrapper, wrapped them around Hershey's bar, and gave them out to a bunch of people.
That's nice. I love it. Yeah, put that picture up. I want to see it. Louise in New Britain. Hi.
Hi. A couple of places in New Britain they have good chocolate. One place is not just New Britain because it's Aldi's. They have a couple of things. I discovered one that's pretty addictive. It's their specially selected brand, and this is quinoa chocolate coconut bites.
Wow.
They're little funny-shaped brown blobs of chocolate and crunchy inside. Oh, they're so delicious. Dark chocolate with coconut and... there's truffles included in there, two of the ingredients, coconut, and the
and what did you say? Quinoa?
Crunchy.
That's amazing. What, I've never heard of anyone using quinoa in a dessert
before.
I never
did either. I couldn't believe it, but it's delicious. And the other was a brand, a couple of brands, I forget one of them, but one of them that I buy that's always there is Moser Roth, and that's German. The other one is made, the quinoa one is made in Canada, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But the Moser Roth, they come... the bar comes in five little individual wrap bars inside. And the one I like the best is dark orange almond chocolate. That is great, too. Pieces of
that sounds nice.
Yep. Orange flavor with the little pieces of almond. And there is chili one, too. That lady was talking about the bacon. There's like a Mexican thing. I tried it a long time ago. It's got chili in it. It's interesting.
Well, chili works because the Mexicans make chocolate that way. Not that I'm a big fan, but they put savory type herbs and spices and stuff in there.
But the other place now, it's like chocolate heaven. Right in New Britain on Main Street, right across from the big, the Mother Church of New Britain, big all this brownstone Catholic churches, right across the street. There's a big bakery. It's more than a bakery. It's Roly Poly. That's a good name for somebody that's going to be, if you eat too much of the air, you're going to get Roly Poly. Roly Poly Bakery, but it's everything. It's a grocery store. It's just, it's like being in Europe. It's an incredible place. But the chocolate in there and the Polish pastry and you name it.
Listen to you. You don't have to even leave town.
No, it's just, and Christmas time or other holidays, the way they decorate, you're amazed. It's just, I can't even describe it. It's such an experience to go there. But the chocolate there, some of it you can buy by the pound, and of course it helps if you really know Polish, which I don't. These little individually wrapped balls, you know, by the pound, and some of them are liquor filled.
Yeah, that I can do without. You like the liquor filled?
Yes, I love it.
Yeah, I don't approve of that. I want chocolate on it. But what I do like about that is the idea that you can get bulk, because to me there should be a 1 pound minimum whenever you're sitting down and have chocolate, you know?
Okay, so anyway, but it's quite a place to visit.
Louise, that was awesome. Thank you so much. Great to hear from you. Have a good weekend. 860-522-9842. We're going in order. Dave, Stephen, Juan. Let's get Dave in from Brantford. Hi, Dave.
Yeah, Todd, a little holiday remembrance for me. For my wife and I, for about 40 years, we had a little chocolate production line at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
She would order the chocolate, about 40 pounds worth.
Wow.
Originally from a chocolatier shop in Milford called Wanda's Sugar Shack, but that poor woman got old and died, and we had to order it from Nestle's and Hershey's. You would get what they called the chips, which were a chocolate, you know, commercial production chips about the size of a quarter, so they could be melted easily.
Mm-hmm.
That was the raw material.
Yep.
In advance, my wife would get the peanuts, the coconut, the Rice Krispies, maybe chocolate Rice Krispies. We'd food blender some pretzels. We would chip a peppermint Christmas candy cane, almonds, walnuts, Oreos. And little by little, as she'd mix up batch by batch, then I don't know what you call it. It's like a water bath heater for the chocolate.
Yeah, to keep it from breaking.
To keep it from, to keep the temper of the chocolate so it didn't separate and ruin it.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd mix in the ingredients, pour it out on wax paper in a cookie tray.
Mm-hmm.
It would cool off in the garage. We'd break it up into a bark and serve it. Some of the mysteries I might mention, some of the chocolate had a very glossy, almost a waxy look to it. And my wife would avow that they had cut it with too much oil when they made it. I don't know if that's true. It ended up, we thought the Nestle made a better raw material product. But it took the whole family to package this stuff in little holiday wrappers.
And, and was this your gifts for everybody or what?
It wasn't the only gift, but where we worked, we had an enormous number of employees that needed a little, you know, Christmas gift. Mm-hmm. And all the relatives looked forward to it, all the different flavors. And the point was, it wasn't so much the flavor of the raw ingredient of the chocolate. Whether it was the white, dark, the milk, or she would get a maple peanut butter flavored. You know, she tried to have at least four basic flavors of the chocolate. It was more the stuff that got mixed in with it that made it a hit.
Yeah, the chocolate was just the base to support the all the other stuff.
Yes, it was the glue that held the ingredients together, and we tried not to go too heavy on the ingredients. But it was a family recipe, and I remember it fondly. It all the kids helped out. I had a little, it looked like a drug scale that went up to 300 grams, and we tried to make all the bags approximately equal at 300 grams apiece, and away we went. We could do it early, like before Thanksgiving, so it was all ready to go. We'd
I don't know, Dave. That could be a good Netflix series. You out there selling
happy, happy chocolate. Thanks for the time, Todd.
How long has it been since you've tasted your chocolate?
So, I still have some left over from last year.
Oh, you do?
I've still got some baggies with the blanks, the white.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't seem to age too much.
That's good. All right, Dave, thank you for that. Good story. How about that? Enterprising young man he is. Let's just get a weather forecast and we'll take more phone calls. This is the Order Up Hour. We're talking chocolate today. Overnight down to 37. Tomorrow, watch out for some, it's going to be partly sunny, but then in the afternoon in comes some trouble. Maybe a heavy shower in the afternoon or it could be a couple in the evening, I guess, as well. Also, some heavy winds possible again. And the high temperature hitting 59 degrees overnight down to 33 tomorrow night. Sunday, 52 the high, a cooler day. Sun and then some clouds. And Monday, chance of showers again, 49 the high. And how are we looking temperature-wise, Joey? You got one for us? A little temperature handy? He's looking on the temperature phone. Keeps his special phone just so he knows what the temperature is.
The current temperature at the weather station is 55.
55 degrees WTIC. Next up, it's Steve in Waterbury. Hi, Steve. Wait a sec. What did I do? Oh, hang on one sec. Try that one. Hey, Steve.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hit the wrong button. Sorry.
Not a problem. Did Joey play the Sugar Shack yet, the song?
No.
Ah, well, there's one. I bet you he probably knows, but do you remember who actually played Willy Wonka back in the 70s?
I have no idea.
Joey, do you know?
Joey played him?
Gene Wilder.
It was Gene Wilder.
Mm-hmm.
Gene Wilder was Willy?
Yeah.
Pretty sure, if I remember correctly.
I knew he was in it. I didn't know
he was. Yeah, he was Willy.
I might be incorrect. I don't know if I actually seen the movie, just seen blurbs of it.
That's all right. We will not think less of you if you've gotten it wrong, Steve.
The remake was
but
Johnny Depp.
True confectioner, I kind of disagree with the other person that the ingredients are very important in chocolate. And in my hometown, there's a family-owned business called Fosh's. That's definitely worth a try.
How do you spell that?
I believe it's F-A-S-C-I-A, Fosh's Chocolate in Waterbury.
Okay. I just
I'll send you a text on it later, or tweet, I mean, okay?
Oh, I thought you were going to send me some chocolate.
You've been a good boy.
Oh, man, you wouldn't believe anybody being better than me. Thank you, Steve.
I'll put in a good word with Santa for you. Okay?
All right, appreciate it.
All right.
860-522-9842. People like, I thought nobody would call on chocolate. I thought I was alone, my love for chocolate.
Chocolate brings the world together.
Does it?
It does.
Not the way you have it. You would make wars.
But that's the thing. It's every taste for everybody.
That's true.
You know?
That's true. That's how life should be. Juan's next on WTIC. What's up, Juan?
Thorncrest Farms in Goshen.
Yes.
That's an experience. Great
yeah,
milk.
You know, it's funny.
Great
Joey mentioned that, and I was looking at it online, and because he said there was a great one in Litchfield. And I found it, and it looks awesome.
Oh, It's not only it's awesome product, but it's a great experience.
Why? You get to milk the cow?
It's a farm. They got the cows there. They tell you about the cow that they milk for the chocolate. And you know, they sell their own milk. It's just old school.
Yeah, I don't want anyone telling me night cute stories about the cows. I just want to have the chocolate. Just give me the chocolate.
It's old school. Even the place inside, it's an old school barn. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool looking, too.
And expensive?
You know, good stuff costs.
Yeah, and it should. You know? No, actually, it's an interesting thing that you sometimes when you really want a good experience, you look at it and say, wait, that's all you're charging for this?
Exactly, yeah. It takes a lot of work. It does,
yes. The artisanal product that gets created today.
Yeah. But one of the things I love to do is when I make myself a dessert, and it's usually yogurt with fruit, I take this, like, 90% cacao chocolate.
Sprinkle it on top.
Right over the,
oh,
over
the, like it's truffle.
Yes. And then I put a little honey, a little local honey. Just sprinkle honey over that. And that's usually very satisfying, especially if you're trying to stay away from sugar and ice cream.
Juan, you are quite the serious gourmand.
We pride ourselves, yeah. We pride ourselves.
Who's we now you're bringing into this? You're sharing the
my
space
wife,
all of
my
a sudden.
My wife.
Did she just walk in? Is that why you're mentioning her? I'll go along with it, but I'm just curious.
No, she's not. She hasn't. Just walked in, but she's not anywhere near me right now.
Okay.
I'm outside.
I'm just teasing you. Relax.
Oh, I am very, very relaxed.
It sounds it. Yeah, actually. Not
it's
as
Friday. Worked hard all week.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I had a very busy week, and it was good. It was productive.
Well,
and now I can relax.
Yes,
reward yourself with
some of that nice chocolate from Goshen. What's the name of the place again?
Thorncrest.
Thorncrest in Goshen.
Yes, sir.
All right.
You have a magnificent weekend.
Oh, Juan's had a sherry or two, I have a feeling. Thank you, Juan.
One thing we didn't even get into is hot chocolate.
I know, and we've only got a minute left. Go ahead, have at it.
No, like my wife got me this dark hot chocolate last year, and it actually had chocolate chunks in it. So when you poured the hot milk, you don't use hot water, you use hot milk, and it would melt the chocolate. It was so chocolate, it was amazing.
All right, let's grab a quick call on the fly. Hey there, you're on the air. Who's this?
It's Steve from Winston.
Steve! Steve has awoken from the sleeping because of chocolate. We have just 30 seconds left in the show.
I have a massive respect for chocolate. One time I had chocolate, it gave me the jitters like I had 10 espressos, 10 cups of coffee.
Like it.
And ever since then, I swear I will just always be very careful with whatever
you
chocolate
treat it like it's not Taylor Swift. You take it seriously.
Absolutely.
I get it. All right, Steve, thank you for that. Good to hear from you.
Have a good weekend.
Glad you got in right under the wire. Okay, yeah, everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. I can't tell you anything about Monday afternoon, I don't think. No. Have a great weekend. Drive around looking for great chocolate. Go up to Goshen and see how that stuff is. I might check it out. Joey, thank you for your help today. Thanks for filling in for Anthony and everybody else who took the same weekend off.
It's been a pleasure. It's been a long
appreciate
day, but it's been
that.
Fun.
Too bad you're not doing Mark Christopher, too. That would be great, except nobody's better than Mark Christopher in the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. Mark, have a great weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.